producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Why not? It's a great idea. It doesn't cost you anything. Even if you're using a landline, that's a toll-free line. And most of us have cell phones now. In fact, I know. I wonder, at some point we should just do a poll just for fun. Call it Dr. Joy Brown's telephone poll. Of how many of you have only a cell phone anymore as opposed to a landline? Aaron, do you have a landline?
I do not. I just have a cell phone, switched a few years ago.
Yeah, me too. The reason I kept a landline was for an emergency, right? And I've been through three evacuations in the last couple of years, and in none of them the landline was working because it needs electricity.
Yeah, and then the added cost too, that and cable TV are the two things that I cut as soon as you want to lower the monthly costs.
Yeah, it's costing me $100 a month to have a phone that my sister would call and leave long messages on every once in a while. So now she can call and leave long messages on my cell phone. I know, my daughter has only had a cell phone for years. We should do that at some point. In fact, why don't we just put it up? How many of you have only a cell phone?
Okay, we'll
Say yes or no. Because we never put anything on Facebook that is yes or no, because it's too... that's not how my program works. But on this one, it would be nice just to know how many people, just say yes or no, and we'll count them up at some point.
All right. Yeah, we'll find out right now.
Yeah, we'll do that. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. Anne Marie, you are my first caller today, so a special welcome to you. How may I help you?
Thank you.
Sure.
Well, I was going to talk about something that happened in my workplace years ago.
Okay.
We had enforced overtime. We had to work in this office, and my cats had to go to the vet, so I brought them to the vet early, and I picked them up, and I brought them back to the office. And I left. I didn't want to leave them in the cage. We were going to be there for a while, and they were in their little cage, so I let them out. And my one cat peed in my boss's office on his rug, and we were like, oh, my God, and we're trying to clean it up. The other cat jumped behind filing cabinets. We had to get guys in there.
Filing cabinets.
Oh, it was awful. We had to try and find the cats, and I said, the one cat, I said, well, if I had a can opener and she heard the can opener, she might come, because they like opening cats. But so this, everybody's scurrying around looking for a can opener, and this one guy, Bob, he was a lovely guy, but kind of a nut. He comes in with a can and a handheld can opener, and he was banging it together. I said, no.
Well, he had the right idea. It's just not
His intentions were good.
Yeah, exactly.
But my boss never did. We never told him. He was a good sport. I'm sure he would have laughed, but we never told him that.
I was impressed that you felt okay about bringing your animals to work. I thought that was a little gutsy, but there you go.
Well, at the place I worked, we'd get away with it. Nobody cared. We didn't want to be there because we worked so many hours as it was, and we just had, they made us work, we had no choice. So, but that
what kind of office was it?
Well, it was for a big company, but it was on a plant site.
Yeah.
So, we were just all clerical people that, and it's just the way it was. I don't want to mention the name of the company.
All right, fair enough.
It was a big one. But,
well, I'm glad all turned out well. All right, so do you have a landline? Pardon?
I mostly listen on podcasts. I've been listening for years.
Well, I'm delighted.
I'm the one who called a few I guess it was early last year when you were not on the air for a little bit, and I had all your podcasts, and I was in a gas station, and this guy, I had your podcast on.
Oh, I remember the call. Go ahead and tell people, though, because they may not have heard it.
It was so great. This guy comes running over to my car at the pump, and he goes, where is she? Where is she? I can't find the station. And I said, it's a podcast. And he said, oh, no. But I'm sure he found you, I'm sure. He was delighted.
I remember that story. That was as close probably to a eulogy as I'll ever get. Because you're not around, right, when people are saying nice things about you.
Exactly, right. Right.
And one of the difficulties about, you know, being a public person is when anything happens to you, everybody knows about it, which is great when it's positive and a little scary when it's not so. But that was probably one of the best experiences of my life, just because everybody was so supportive. And it was, I actually was never off the air because the station that that let me go used my shows for another month. And then by the time the day they stopped was the day that I started with another company. So I was actually never off the air.
As many as I could. And then what happened was that the particular iPod, it wasn't an iPod, it was an MP3 player. They stopped supporting it and I couldn't get any more. So I went to a certain point and then I couldn't get any more podcasts and I was devastated. But then you came back and I was able to start getting, and I eventually, it still didn't work. I eventually had to buy an Apple iPod. Which is a wonderful piece of equipment.
And it actually is, isn't it? Yeah, it's great.
Pardon?
I said I agree with you. I think it's great. Well, listen, I mean, thank you for your little cat tinkle story. A great way to start off my day.
Oh,
and
good.
I was just telling Aaron that my tragedy this week was that which I mean the visuals are a little upsetting that my toilet seat. I had two toilet seats that kind of pooped out, I suppose literally and figuratively, on me in the last month or so. And I went to replace it and it says lifetime guarantee. So I got in touch with the company and said, "What's that about?" And bless their hearts, they called me today and they said, "Well, the lifetime guarantee is not on the toilet seats. It's on the faucets." So I said, "But they said don't, you know, tell me what happened." I said, "Well, nothing. Basically, they cracked if the back of the toilet seat is 12 o'clock and the front is 6 at about 4 o'clock." He said, "Oh, well, that's a manufacturer defect. I'll send you another toilet seat." So, see, I must have sent that out, and you called me about cat tinkles. So there we go.
And so the story's related.
Yes, yeah, so it's actually related. It's the universe telling us about things like this.
Yes, I think so. Well, thank you so much.
All right, so question before you leave. Do you have a landline as well as a cell phone, or what do you have?
I do have, I have everything. I have a cell phone, and, of course, I have the landline. But what I have is, the reason a landline won't work during a storm, say, is because it's the electric
handheld
one.
Exactly.
I have an actual phone that's not, connected to the electric. And that will work during a storm.
Assuming you have
Pennsylvania
phones.
And in New Jersey. And when I was in Pennsylvania, we had one of the big storms, I forget which one, Helen or somebody, I don't know. Everybody came to my house to use the phone because it was the only phone that worked in the whole neighborhood.
Well, my place was evacuated, so it didn't do me any good. So I finally decided it was that I was keeping it for all the wrong reasons, and it really didn't make any sense. So.
And no, it has to be the old-fashioned kind of phone that is not connected.
You know, I actually went and looked for it because I had those, and I thought I kept them, but apparently in one of my many moves, I decided, okay, enough already.
Yeah, so. They're good for that. That's about the only thing they're good for. So I'm paying like a lot of phone bills, but, you know, then I feel like I need them. That happened also during Sandy, the same thing. And I was the only one and we lived in a 1 mile square area, apparently, that we never lost our electric during Sandy. And of course, I could use the phone. And about 2 weeks into it, they shut the electric off in my neighborhood so that they could fix people who did have problems. I don't even know what the area was. A couple blocks over, they didn't have electric. We had electric throughout.
I not only lost it, but I was the last to get it back. So I'm
the
envious.
Electric, when I lost the electric for that little bit of time, it was like 4 hours, I was complaining and moaning on the phone. And everybody said, "Shut up.
Yeah.
You had electric through the whole thing. What are you complaining about, you know?"
And well, people 2 blocks from me had never lost anything, but I not only lost it, but I was the last to get it back. So.
Oh, boy.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
One week talking to you. Have a great day.
Thanks, and thanks for being such a loyal listener for so long. I do remember her story. She called up and said she was getting gas, I think, in New Jersey, and some guy ran up and said, "Oh, no, how'd you find her?" So we love these stories. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's exactly what it is. And there's this is one of those things that makes you, I don't know if it makes you think or just makes you sort of yank your hair up by the roots. There's a new study out that says hands-free technology may actually increase distracted driving. Because you've got to use you've got to coordinate hand-eye movement.
Well, what do they want from us then at that point?
I think not to talk on phones when you're in the car. I mean, I'm so glad you asked. There we go. All right. See, that you were the perfect straight person for that. And honestly, I didn't coach him on that. But yeah, I think, you know, remember in the days where we didn't talk on the phone and we just drove? Yeah, that, remember back
a
when
little,
I was a kid?
A little, yeah.
Yeah, not for a while. All right, so I thought what we'd talk about today, just because we've got a bunch of responses on it, and once we get a bunch of responses on something, I'd love to talk about it on the air, is marital fighting. And the idea is that, you know, about every 3 weeks or something, there is a new article about how to fight, and basically you know, I mean, one of the reasons I don't do the articles is because there's seldom anything even faintly new in them. The idea is that in theory you don't go to bed mad, although that's a very hard one to sort of decide that, all right, everything's going to be fine, we're going to go to bed. It's not a bad rule, it's just an unrealistic rule. If you can do it, that's great. But, you know, and you can put the Persian army between the two of you in bed because both of you are clinging to the edge of the mattress. To say I feel rather than you are, and I feel you're a jerk, does not count. That's not okay. That you sort of try and stay in the here and now, not the well, you always or you never. So, I mean, there's some basic rules, and I think most people know them even if they don't pay much attention to them. But, we had, I think it was last week, we had so many calls about people arguing in relationships. And a large part of it, last week at least, was fueled by alcohol. So, and that's its own problem. But we thought we'd ask the question of your most memorable, or what do you fight about in your marriage? So I thought we'd sort of look at that, and if there's something I can add to that, I definitely will. All right, so Aaron, what's our first response about what people fight?
The first response is pretty simple. It's just pornography, and then ... divorce.
Woo, it sounds like they did get divorced, huh?
Yep, looks like it.
All right, so let me just take a moment. There's no doubt in my mind that the person who wrote the... Well, actually, there could be a doubt about at least who the concern about pornography is. Men view it as irrelevant. Women view it as a betrayal. And I try and convince women to not necessarily view it that way, that we read romance novels, which are our sort of softcore pornography, and men tend to not go so much softcore. And they've been looking at what most women consider pornographic images since they've been very young. It's something that they do. It's locker room. It's how they begin pleasuring themselves. It's how they fantasize. And we tend not to do that. We either read romance novels or we practice kissing on one another at slumber parties, or we make cootie catchers about the guy we're going to marry, or we look at bridal magazines. And they're just different ways of dealing with the same impulse, which is fantasy sexuality. And my point about pornography, and look, I'm a woman. I'm not any happier about it than anybody else, but I think it's one of the true irrelevancies in a relationship if you're careful about it. That if, for example, if your spouse is looking at pornography as opposed to having sex with you, that's one thing. But quite often when I talk with women who are upset because their husbands or their boyfriends are looking at porn, it's because their boyfriend or their male wants more sex than they're willing to provide, at which point it seems to me pornography, there's no body fluids exchanged, it's not adultery. It may be vaguely insulting, but it also serves a need of dealing with the difference in sexuality. And if that's the case, then I think what you do is sort of figure out how for it not to bother you. So, example, that he keeps his stash someplace else or doesn't look at it. So he doesn't have to be sneaky about it, so you don't have to feel like you're going to catch him at it, because making him the naughty little boy and you the mom is a very bad idea to any remaining sex life you might have. If, on the other hand, what you feel is that you'd like more sex and he's using porn, the thing about pornography for most men is it's easy. They don't have to talk to anybody. They don't have to worry about anybody else or anybody else's concerns. They just take care of their own business. So the deal is, if that's the situation, if you feel that he's using porn rather than dealing with you, then say, look, are you willing to give up porn for a month? It also can be habitual. It's just easy. Are you willing to give up porn for a month or 2 weeks and, you know, work on our sex life together? And quite often that works. It will make him feel that she's interested in him, which many men feel that women are not, that they put up with sex, not that they like sex, which is bad communication on women's part. But it means that if you don't want him to be looking at porn for sexual gratification, you have to be willing to be more involved in your sex life with him. It doesn't mean you do anything you don't want to do, because that sort of offsets the point of any emotional intimacy in sex. But the idea that you know, if he's looking at porn, he's saying something negative about you is just not accurate. So the two of you need to talk about it, what it means to him, what it means to you, how it makes you feel, because most women feel that it's a renunciation of them, it's a repudiation, that he doesn't find me sexy anymore. And quite often that's not the case. Sometimes it is, at which point the two of you need to look at it, but porn is still not the answer if that's the problem. So, you know, it just, there are some things that are really very different in the minds of men and the minds of women, and unfortunately that's one of them. And it's like when people talk to me about internet romances, and I go, folks, it's not cheating if there's no body fluids exchanged. It may be insulting, it may be immature, it may be stupid, but it's not adultery. So, all right, what's next?
Okay, next up, my husband never agrees on anything, then I go for a walk to get some fresh air.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things that there really can be this kind of level of hostility in a marriage that says, if you say it's black, I'm going to go to my grave swearing it's white. And first of all, marriage counseling can sometimes help that. But another really useful thing to do, if the two of you are willing to do it and do it sincerely, is just do a little role reversal of, you say, all right, in the middle of an argument where, say, all right, for 1 week or for 1 day, for one argument, let's switch positions and let's make the argument, you know, sincerely about the new position. And it does a couple of things. First of all, it'll break the logjam. It sometimes can offset that notion of moral superiority of, well, if you love me, you'd agree, or if you were smart enough, you'd figure this out. So that's a huge benefit. Third of all, it gives you an opportunity to look at a situation from another point of view. And perhaps most importantly, fourth, it gives you a chance to look at something through somebody else's eyes. It will only work, though, if both of you are willing to enter into it, both emotionally and intellectually. So you're giving it your best shot as opposed to just doing window dressing of it. Okay, but it really will work. Worth trying, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. Aaron, am I hearing music or not hearing music?
Yes, you are.
I am. That's what I thought. All right. So it's time to tell you. 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Leanne, you're on the air on Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. This is a long overdue call that my 12-year-old and I actually wanted to make to you together, but
okay,
we sort of procrastinated and didn't get to it this summer. But we are trying to negotiate video games in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am trying to know the benefit of what mom thinks is a good amount of time and what 12-year-old thinks is a good amount of time.
All right. Can you tell me, first of all, tell me a little bit about your 12-year-old. How many kids do you have?
I have two. I have okay. a 12-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Okay.
Both boys.
Okay.
Lovely, busy. My 12-year-old is creative, loves drama, plays hockey, does all kinds of things. But I could, since he's been very little, leave him in front of a television or a video game, and he would just love to stay there forever.
How does he do in school?
He does okay in school. Probably doesn't think of himself as much of a writer or a reader. And screens are things he's naturally seems to be drawn to.
Okay.
So for me as...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, for me as the mom, I just like the balance of it's not always the first thing that he goes to. But I also know for me it's not a thing I naturally go to. So we're trying to dance with that.
All right. So, Mom, how, if we're up to you, how often, what would the video game rule be?
Well, we've always done a time limit on things. And last year when we sort of hit nice weather, because we live up in Canada where we have a short summer season, so you want to get outside as much as you can, we set video games during the school week off the table and kicked them outside, and so just did stuff on weekends. So I guess I didn't really answer your question. Mine would be maybe, I don't know, half an hour a day on a weekday sort of thing, and negotiable on the weekends.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
At least just too much to chance. And he's gonna be after you all the time. At which point you're gonna get furious with him.
See,
you're so smart. But you set it up that way, so you don't want to do that.
Okay.
If it was up to him, what's the rule?
He would probably like it anytime, all the time, okay, whenever he can do it.
Look, there's clearly a DNA between the two of you. The way to start is with him making a proposal to you. And a proposal does not say all the time. A proposal, and you know, when you put it like this to kids, so you've set it up, so you're going to, no matter what you say, he's going to come after you for more. That's not the way to set it up. Because, first of all, it's not only how much video time he actually spends. It's how he learns to negotiate. It's how he takes responsibility. You have an obvious way of using this as a reward, you know, as a sanction, either positive or negative. And you've missed this completely. So let me, and I'm not really scolding you as much as saying, let's think about it in a different way.
And so I find that is why we called you, because we both listened to you this summer, and he said, I know Dr. Joy is going to help me on this.
Okay.
So we were both calling.
Okay,
Noah and I were both calling to know where do we go from here, because I don't want to be his jailer for this.
Okay, right. And bless both of your hearts. All right, because I will be fair. You know, I'll try and do something that'll get both of you happy. All right. The first thing I would say to him is come up with a proposal. All right, and his proposal has to be specific. For example, a half hour on Monday through Thursday. On Friday night, I can do an hour, and Saturday, an hour between these hours, or whatever. And whatever he comes up with, which would be really helpful. And I think that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm probably going to give you guys a homework assignment. So even if he can't be on the air with me at the same time you are, that you'll at least have his proposal. And it may be once you get the proposal, the two of you can do it yourselves anyway. But he needs to come up with a specific proposal, as do you. But let him come up with his first, because there's a basic law of negotiation. That the first person who comes up with a proposal loses. But you don't actually have to tell him that, because if you say, for example, a half hour Monday through Thursday, Friday night an hour, and a total of 2 hours over the weekend, he will then say, well, Mom, how about 45 minutes during the week?
And that's who he is.
Well, but that's okay. That's why we that's why we let him come up with the proposal first. Because it's his deal. So he's the one, and it's his deal, it's what he wants, and you have the power. So let him come up with it first. And then what I would do, and be careful, if it's reasonable, the idea isn't to just kind of make sure that no matter what he proposes, you go against it, because that's not useful either, that this is a valuable lesson for both of you. If he comes up with something that's reasonable, let me step back for a moment and give you a quick story. When my daughter was about, I don't know, maybe, I'm trying to remember what city we're in, because that could tell me how old she was. It doesn't make a difference. Let's say she was 7. And she came and she said, Mom, I want some extra money for Christmas. I want to buy people Christmas presents. And I said, okay, you can do some chores for that, some extra chores. And she said, like what? And my first impulse is to tell her what she can do. And I said, no, you come up with the chores, and then we'll negotiate the price. And so she came up, she was going to empty the dishwasher, she was going to load the dishwasher, empty the dishwasher. She said, make her own bed. And I said, no, you don't get paid for doing keeping your own room clean. That's, you know, you can, that's why the door was invented. You can make my bed or something. So, and so she had a list. And she said, well, how much are they worth? And I said, well, what do you want? And I was willing to give her, like, maybe a dollar per thing. She said a dime.
Wow.
So I said, that's not enough. So I got to be the hero at that moment. And the point is, if I'd said a dollar, she would have said two. So I let her come up with a plan, and I thought she had sold herself out much too, you know, much too cheaply, so I increased it. So both of us are heroes at that moment. And that's part of the art of negotiation, of having, because it's not only what you come up with, it's understanding where the other person is. And so it was one of those things, and obviously one of the reasons I remember it is because I was so touched that she was going to do all this stuff that I was willing to pay her literally 10 times what she thought she was worth on it. And so it's one of those things that just worked out perfectly. And I would love to say that I had sorted all that out, but it wasn't true. And most of the things with my daughter that worked out really well, I had good instincts, but she's... I'd had lots of younger brothers and sisters, which I helped raise, but this is the only one that I, you know, was in charge of, that it was my job. And so she, you know, that she and I learned together. But whenever I sort of trusted my gut, things quite often worked out much better than they should have. And it was not out of intellectual horsepower. It was out of emotional frustration. But as we've been talking about before, I learned a long time ago to be really careful when you're frustrated about what you say. You don't call somebody stupid. You don't say that it's dumb. You don't say that they're not worth it. You really, I mean, and I've learned from a very, 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 very early age to be careful about that, which is, to a certain extent, the good news about it is, as you heard, it means that there's much less I have to apologize for. The bad news about it is that I'm always negotiating and I'm always being fair, which really irritates the living daylights out of people, because it's only fun if you can sort of vilify the other person. And, you know, because I've spent a whole lifetime learning how to be fair, it creates its own problems. So I'm not really necessarily advocating it, because it does create a whole set of problems. But in this particular case, saying to your son, come up with a plan of exactly what you think is fair. And then what you can do is you can look at it and decide, yeah, that's fair, or what about this, or I'm willing to go half on this. And then what you can do for him to get, assuming that somehow you think he's either trying to start from a position that's so large that he can then back down from it, which at 12, maybe he's that cunning, but most 12-year-olds are not, or that you just think it's just not, you know, not. What you can do is say, for example, I will, for every book you read, for every hour you spend reading a book, it's not a comic book, you can have 20 minutes on video, which then means that you've just taken care of one of your concerns. Or for every hour you play with your little brother, or for every day that, you know, every chore that you do, so that you can work out, and it should be that specific. It could be 1-to-1, it can be 2-to-1, it could be, you know, that you can, so you can earn back stuff by doing things that make sense to you. So you get out of the nag game. If he doesn't do it, he doesn't get the video.
Mm-hmm.
So, make sense?
Yes, that does, because what we've found is he's become really sneaky with it.
Well, but that's because, and the point is...
Yeah, and I get it.
You do the contract, because you're much more likely to break somebody else's rules than your own. And he signs a contract that said that I will not, you know, that I will follow these rules. Because breaking your own rules, especially a contract, and if I break these rules, then you can take my video away from me or whatever. Take my Game Boy or whatever. Okay? So, so sit with him tonight and say to him, you know, talk to Joy, and what she wanted you to do was come up with a proposal. I will come up with a proposal, and I will call in tomorrow with our proposal, and she will help us with it. Okay? All right, so the point being that negotiating with a kid should be them coming up with a plan and you going along with it, but you don't have to go along with it, and have it in writing, because then when everything hits the fan, you can say, wait a minute, didn't we agree on this? Much better way of parenting. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, the last call sort of points out that one of the things that quite often, the classic things that people argue about in marriage are children and money. So far that hasn't come up. So let's see how we do. All right, Aaron, let's keep going.
All right, our next one, conflict over an alcoholic stepson. The love we had for each other got us through the turmoil and resolved the problems. Plus, the boy finally got help and recovered, which was really the icing on the cake.
Yeah, that's great. Remembering, as a step-parent, your job description is to be a good friend and a good host. That because that kid's going to say, the only person who can imbue you with parenthood is the kid. Not, you can't do it yourself. You can't take it, because the kid will say, "You're not my mom. You're not my dad," which is accurate. So good, good. I'm glad to hear that. It's a good story.
Yeah, that's really good to hear. Next up after that one, we've just got divorce. So answering the question.
That's it.
So
yeah. Okay.
After that, in-laws.
Well, in-laws, look, I think most of us feel that our parents are not perfect, but boy, somebody else has attacked them, and we'll go for their jugular. So it's really important to not attack your in-laws. Also, to be, let me just add a postscript here, especially to women, because as women, we tend, one of the ways we problem solve is we talk about things. We talk with our friends, our girlfriends, our sisters, sometimes our moms. And so when the man in our life is treating us well, we tend to, at best, brag about it. And often we're off having a great time, so we don't even talk about it very much. When he's treating us badly, when he forgot our anniversary, or came home late, or seemed to be flirting with his secretary, that's when we're going to unload on people closest to us. If the people closest to us happen to be our family, and then our family doesn't like our spouse because we're unloading all the negatives onto them, there seems to be some kind of interior logic to that. So maybe what we need to do is stop unloading. And I know as women, that's kind of how we do our problem solving. But find somebody that you don't care if they like your husband particularly. Do it to a therapist. Do it to a friend that lives out of town. Do it to somebody that you're not going to expect to embrace your husband or your boyfriend the next day, because they won't. But you created that situation. So be careful about sharing negative information. I also think in general that if our guys were sharing the same information about us that we're sharing about them, we would not be amused. So be a little careful about being discreet. And I know, you know, I know classically it's the way that we unload, it's the way that we problem solve, it's just how we're wired. But do at least be aware of the consequences of it. And also, as an in-law, be aware that when those kids are dating and you badmouth one or the other, they're going to go tell the person you badmouth. And if they end up married to them, you've got a built-in enemy. So basically, we live in a country, most of us, that people are allowed to choose their own mates. It's not arranged marriages anymore. So the best you can do is say, look, if this person makes you happy, And you don't have to be hypocritical, but you do have to be polite. And bad-mouthing somebody's potential date who may become their mate is really a problem, because down the road, they're not going to like you. All right? So be careful of that. All right, keep going.
All right, next up we have verbal and emotional abuse, and it looks like that one also ended in divorce.
Yeah, I hate when those two things are looped together, because I think they're significantly different. Most of us are inherently unfortunately capable of saying icky things when we're angry. And it's not that it says that it's okay, because it's not. But it's different than hitting somebody with a baseball bat. And I just hate it when people make those distinctions, when they don't make that distinction. Because unfortunately, both men and women can hold their own quite often in sort of saying ugly things to one another, which doesn't make either of them right. But when you come to physical violence, you're talking about a whole different ballgame, and I think it needs to be treated as a different ballgame. Okay.
Next up, we have, after 18 years of marriage, she still insists on hanging the toilet paper roll so it rolls down the back. Now whenever she does that, I hide the roll.
Do you know, I actually have a colleague who I think he actually went to the great transmitter in the sky a couple of years ago. But he would do about once or twice a year of how do you put the toilet paper on. And he would do it for 3 hours in a major market of do you do it clockwise or counterclockwise. And people would call hour after hour after hour discussing that. So it's one of those things that maybe what you need to do is just have separate bathrooms. That way you can put the toilet paper roll on the way you want it to be, and she can put it on the way she wants it to be. And you can compare how much toilet paper each other you use.
That could be the
I can't believe
too.
This is, yes, the mediation. I went to graduate school to be able to talk about that. There does seem to be a theme in this hour. Have you noticed that? Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Okay, next up, my adult children from my first marriage. He made it clear that if he didn't like them, it was never resolved. He had cancer and died.
Well, that's certainly one way, I guess, of getting some resolution. Yeah, the major cause of the breakup of first marriages is money. The major cause of the breakup of second marriages is kids left over from the first. So once you're aware of that, again, being a step-parent is about being a good host and a good friend, and that's it. And understanding. And quite often, the second marriage issues are really tied up, sometimes with the first, which is money. So figure out a way to have separate money so that if you want to support your kids doing something that he doesn't agree to or vice versa, that you have separate funds so it doesn't impact the other person. All right. We got any more?
Yep. The final one here. Money resolved by divorce and giving all the accumulated material asset to the lawyers and the state.
Whoa, not a little bit bitter there, are we?
Just yeah. A little.
Yeah. Well, there was a documentary, in fact, we did It's Broken, Let's Fix It, about the fact that divorce is a trillion-dollar business in the United States. And the alternative, I think, is Sweden. It's either Norway or Sweden, but I believe it's Sweden. That basically, that children are never part of the agreement, that you can't sue for custody. And that a divorce costs like $4.84. So it's, it takes most of the vituperation out of it. It takes most of the anger and I'm going to win at any cost. And most importantly, it takes the kids out of them. The idea that somehow there's a poker game going on and ante up the kids and their emotional well-being. So
that's interesting. I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, I think it's called the United States of Divorce. And the documentary came out about a year ago, and it should be on one of the podcasts someplace, because it's Friday, It's Broken, Let's Fix It. And it was a really interesting interview. It's a very interesting documentary as well. And if you Google, I don't know if you Google Swedish divorce. I think if you just Google, I think it's United, let me see. I'm probably not going to get this done before the end of the program. Let's see, United States of Divorce. I think that was the name of it. Hang on, I'm doing it as fast as my little fingers will go. United States of American Divorce Law. No. All right, I'll see if I can find it for you.
Yeah, we'll find it.
All right, there we go. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.